The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara in Daf Pei Beis and Beis and Menachos says, Om Rav Sheisha Zoyis Meres Ein Meshivin Al HaHekish. The Gemara wanted to make a Hekish between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Midbar. We know that there was a Karban Pesach that Klal Yisrael brought a Mitzrayim, as well as a mitzvah l'doiris, is a mitzvah to bring the Karban Pesach every year in times of the Beis HaMikdash. And some of the halachas are not exactly the same. So the Gemara wants to learn some of the halachas from the halachas of Pesach doiris, the Karban Pesach that we bring every year. The Gemara wants to learn it from what the psukim that it says by Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Gemara said that if you would learn it out from a Kal Vachomer, or from some alternative form of drasha, the Gemara says that we would have a pircha. We would say it's not the same, you can't learn out, because over there it's impossible. Eidon nefshir mishi efshir, you can't learn out something which is possible from something which is impossible. Therefore the Gemara said that we're going to learn it out from a hekish, a drasha of a hekish, when it says two psukim next to each other. When it says two things next to each other, so we say the same halachas that apply by one apply by the other, and that is a hekish. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Ein meshivin al hekish." You cannot ask any questions on a hekish, which is unlike by a kal vachomer or by a mamatzinu, some regular drasha that the Gemara makes, or a kal vachomer. There we find all over Shas that the Gemara asks pirchas. The Gemara says that you want to learn from A to B, you can't learn because A is not similar to B. And a hekish is not like that. Hekish, once the Torah puts the two things together, we make a hekish that whatever Allah says, it says by A, it says by B. And ein meshivin al hekish, it's not possible to disagree. You can't slug up a hekish. Once you have a hekish, it's ironclad. It cannot be undone. Rashi over here says a very interesting explanation as to why. Why is it that ein meshivin al hekish? Why can't we undo a hekish? Rashi says, even over here we have a pircha, there's a way to undo the hekish. We could ask a kasha that the two things are not similar. Rashi says that the rule is that we have many different ways of darshaning the Torah. We have a kal vachomer, we have a gzeir shava, we have a hekish. There are other yud gimel midas shatern joshes bohen, and there are differences. There are differences in halacha whether a person can make up his own drasha or not. By a kal vachomer, we say adam don kal vachomer me'atzmoi. A person has the ability to make up his own kal vachomer. Kal vachomer is a logical argument. A logical argument, as long as it makes sense. If it's illogical, obviously you can't make kal vachomer. But so long as it's logical, as it makes sense, a person has the ability to make kal vachomer. And that kal vachomer, assuming it's true and it has no questions on it, it can obligate that there be a new halach in the Torah. You have to keep it. However, Ein adam don gzeir shava v'hekish me'atzmoi. Rashi says there's a fundamental difference between a kal v'chomer and as opposed to a gzeir shava and a hekish. Because a kal v'chomer you can make up on your own. A gzeir shava or a hekish you can't make up on your own. Elam kein lomda mi rabbi, unless you were taught by your rabbi. The rabbi mi rabbi and his rabbi from his rabbi. Halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi over here is explaining why is it that the Gemara says that when it comes to making a kal vachomer, we could ask questions on a kal vachomer, and we could shlug up a kal vachomer by asking pirchas. Nevertheless, when it comes to making a hekish, the Gemara says, ein mishivin al hekish, you can't ask any questions on a hekish. Says Rashi, the reason why there exists such a difference is based on whether a person has the ability to make up his own drasha. If a person has the ability to make up his own drasha, so we'll say, okay, you can make up your own drasha, but it has to fit with the rules. And therefore, you can't just make up your own drasha. We have the ability to ask kashas on your drasha. However, if it's something that you, a drasha, you don't have the ability to make up. Rashi says, Rashi's example is Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava is clear. Gzeir Shava is when it says one word over here in this parasha, and it says one word somewhere else in the Torah,
and we'll say the same halachas that apply in the first place apply in the second place. Now, obviously, this is something which is completely illogical. If a person had the ability to make a gzeirah shavah on his own, so you could make gzeirah shavah between any two words in the Torah and make up whatever halachas you want. So there everyone agrees. There, and it's obvious that it has to be that a person doesn't have the ability to make up his own gzeirah shavah unless he has a mesira. That these two words are, we have gzeirah shavah that you can attach these two words, put these two words together, and learn out a halacha one from the other. But without some type of mesira, some type of kabbalah, halacha moshe misinai, that you can make gzeirah shavah, you would never be able to make gzeirah shavah. So therefore Rashi says, you can't ask a kasha on gzeirah shavah, you can't ask a pirch on gzeirah shavah, and the assumption is that what Rashi means to say is the reason you can't ask a pirch on gzeirah shavah is because you have a messiah. Moshe Rabbeinu said you make gzeirah shavah. Moshe Rabbeinu said you make this gzeirah shavah, so you can come argue with it. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, Rashi over here is explaining, is adding on and saying, this rule of gzeirah shavah applies equally to Hegel. Just like a person doesn't have the ability to make up gzeirah shavah on his own, so too a person does not have the ability to make up a hekesh on his own. And that's why the Gemara can say in Meshivan al Hekesh, there's no way you can ask a pirch on a hekesh. Why? Because you can't make up your hekesh in the first place. A person can't make up his own hekesh. It has to come from a Messiah. If it has to come from a Messiah, then it's not something that you could disagree with. And therefore, that's the source for the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Ein Meshivan al Hekesh. These are the words of Rashi. Now the word the hekesh in Arabic, Yusois and Rashi, is in brackets, but I don't really see how else it would be possible to understand Rashi. Because if you take out the word hekesh from Rashi, then Rashi's just making he's contrasting a kavachomer with a gzeirah shavah, which is nice. It's nice you're contrasting kavachomer with a gzeirah shavah, but it has nothing to do with Arab Gemara, because Arab Gemara is not discussing kavachomer, it's not discussing gzeirah shavah, Arab Gemara is discussing hekesh. So it would seem that whether or not the word the hekesh belongs there in Rashi, but either way, Rashi is obviously coming to explain hekesh. He's coming to explain that the same reason that applies to the same reason that why we can't ask a pircha on a gzeirah shavah, you will not be able to ask a pircha on a hekesh as well. Now this Rashi is a very big chiddush, and in fact Rashi is really contradicted by Rashi elsewhere, because Rashi says in many other places in Shas, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Dalet, Rashi in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, says very clearly that a person has the ability to make up his own hekesh. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara over there. So Rashi says very clearly that a person has the ability to make up your own hekesh. That seems to disagree with what Rashi saying over here. Rashi's saying over here, the reason why in Meshivan al Hekesh is because a person doesn't have the ability to make up his own Hekesh. In addition, when we talk about the different drushes, the different midos, that the way a person makes the way we make drushes in the Torah, so the truth is that although it's well known, it's part of davening that we say there's Yud Gimel midos, there's 13 midos are Torah in the drushes behen. But Lemaisa, if you look carefully in the Yud Gimel Midas, Hekesh is not there. Hekesh is not listed as one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatern, the Dreshes Behen. And in fact, the Sefer Alichas Olam, which is a Sefer on Kol Yashas from the Rishonim, in Sharavi Din Chof, says that Hekesh is not part of the Yud Gimel Midas, because a Hekesh is really one step above the Yud Gimel Midas, because the Yud Gimel Midas Shatern and Dreshes Behen are Droshes. Droshes, by definition, are things that it doesn't say in the Torah. A Kavachimer doesn't say in the Torah. We are based on what, if the Torah says there's certain halacha, halacha X, then surely the halacha should be by Y, this halacha should be true. But it doesn't say it in the Torah. Gzeir Shavah doesn't say in the Torah. Torah says one pasuk here, one pasuk there. It says one word here, one word there. And we're saying the same halacha that it says in the first place, but it doesn't say it in the Torah. It doesn't say that this halacha in the second place in the Torah. Again, it's something that doesn't say in the Torah, but we are extrapolating from what it says in the Torah. However, a hekesh, the Rishonim say, a hekesh is better than a drasha. A hekesh is as if it's said very clearly in the Torah. The Torah says, lo yisilbash shatnez. The Torah says that you're not allowed to wear shatnez. You're not allowed to wear wool and linen together in the same baget. And then the very next pasuk, the pasuk says, gedilim tasaloch. The Torah says that you make tzitzis. And the Gemara says, oh, we have a hekesh. Why did the Torah put together these two things? These are two topics that have nothing to do with each other. What on earth does tzitzis have to do with the shatnez? So the Gemara says, you see from here, we make a hekesh and say that, true, it's also to wear shatnez, it's also to wear wool and linen, but on tzitzis you could. If you're making tzitzis, you have a beged that's made out of linen, you can attach wool or tzitzis onto a beged that's made out of linen. So it's as if it's the fairish and the posik. Why else did the Torah put these two things together? It must be the Torah's coming to tell me that there's something to say over here. So this is considered a foolish b'krah. In fact, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Sherash Hashem, he says this very clearly, he says it explicitly, Shahekish etzlam kedover mafurish. The Ramban over there says, the Ramban is having a discussion, and the Rambam has an interesting shita. The Rambam's opinion is that you can't learn out punishments. You can't give a punishment based on something which is learned out of a drasha. In order to give a punishment, they have to be something, it has to be on something that says explicitly in the Torah. So the Ramban says, whether this is true or not, but at least according to the Rambam, something that it says in a Hekish, something that we know from a Hekish, it's as if it says explicitly in the Torah. It's as if it's explicit in the Torah, so then definitely you would be able to give a punishment based on something which is learned out of a Hekish. So if understand that a Hekish is something which is explicit in the Torah, so then Misvara, it doesn't make sense to say that it's something that you would require a Misvara. The way Rashi by us seems to say, it seems that Rashi is saying that the only way you can make a Hekish is to have a Misvara, just like Xerishava needs a Misvara, so Hekish needs a Misvara. But however, the way the Rishonim are learning, the Rishonim seem to be saying that a Hekish is different. And besides the fact that Rashi says a Beferish, there is a third Rashi. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Gimel Men Aleph. And Rashi says, it's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, these are the words of Rashi, Kol Hekish Gzerishova Mufnet. Any Hekish, or Gzerishova Mufnet, it's Gzerishova where the words are completely extra, they are not used for any other drasha. Hareyu Kimafurish Bimikra. So here Rashi not only is a Hekish considered Mufurish, Rashi says even Gzerishova is considered Mufurish. Voinshin Mimenu. And Rashi says, you could use this as a source to give somebody a punishment. It's as if it says in the Torah, the fee shaloi nitno lemedrish me'atzmoi. Then Rashi says the words, because you cannot darshan it on its own. Now, this doesn't seem to make any sense. Because if he said a minute ago that it's mafurish b'mikra, so that's mafurish, that there seems to be something you should be able to darshan on your own. So why is he saying now, fee shaloi nitno lemedrish me'atzmoi? Now Rashi continues, Av mi kal v'chomer shodem don kal v'chomer me'atzmoi. A kal v'chomer is different, because a kal v'chomer you can make up on your own. Av al pi shaloi kibloi me rabbi, ein oinshin mimenu, ki dafin b'makis. So Rashi over here in Sanhedrin is contrasting a kal v'chomer against Hekishin Zereshava regarding a different halacha, regarding the halacha that the Gemara says in oinshin min adin. You cannot give someone a punishment based on a halacha that's learnt out of a kal v'chomer. You want to make a kal v'chomer and give somebody a punishment, it doesn't work. You can learn out a kal v'chomer to make something aser, to make a halacha, learn out a din, but you cannot use a kal v'chomer to give somebody a punishment. And Rashi says, that's not like a hekesh or gzeirah shava. Why? Because a kal v'chomer, a person can make up on your own. So I'm going to make a kal v'chomer to make something aser, and everyone has to listen to me. It doesn't make sense that you should give somebody a punishment based on a kal v'chomer that someone else made. But a hekesh and gzeirah shava, that's different. Now, if you tell me hekesh and gzeirah shava is different, it's two possible reasons. You could say Rashi is vayos. Hekesh and gzeirah shava are different because you can't make it up. You have to have a Messiah. So if you have to have a Messiah, so I guess everyone should know. It's not something that one person at random can make up. And then you could say a different svar. You could say the svar we said before from the Ramban and Alichas Olam, that hekesh and gzeirah shava are like mefurish b'kra. If they're like, it says explicitly in the Torah, so then it's a different level. It's as if it says Beferish in the Torah. So obviously, if it says Beferish in the Torah, just like it says any Einish in the Torah. So you get a punishment. So Hekish as well, you get a punishment. The problem is that Rashi seems to say the two things back to back. Rashi says Beferish Bekra, and then he says, L'nitl Medish Me'atzli, which sounds like it's something you need a Mesoira. And the two things seem to be a contradiction. You have to say, I saw the Har Tzvi, Rabbi Pesach Frank says similarly in Arachaim, Chelagal Simon Mem Gimel. See over there, he says it slightly differently. But what you have to say in Rashi is that when Rashi says over there in Sanhedrin, and Chayra over here by us as well, that you can't make up your own Hekesh on your own. That's not what Rashi means. When Rashi says, and Rashi by us says, what he means to say is that a hekish is not something that a person is making up on his own. A kavachomer is a svara that a person has to make up on his own. It's not something which is obvious from the psukim. A hekish, by virtue of its being obvious in the psukim, by virtue of its being mefurish bikra, it's something that you can see clearly by looking at the psukim, so that is the mesaira. That is how I know that you make a hekish. A gzereshav is not like that. True, by gzereshav it has to be different. Gzereshav is not something you can make up on your own. It's something you require a clear mesaira. A hekish, when Rashi says it needs a mesaira, it doesn't mean it needs Masoira, halach l'moshe misinai. What Rashi means to say, it's something that you look in the psukim and you see clearly from, I don't need a Masoira, I see it from the Torah. I see from the Torah that these two things, it says next to each other, it's saying it says clearly, the mefurish bekra part of the hekish is what itself, that itself is what Rashi means when Rashi says, le'mitle medesh me'atzvay. It's not something that a person on his own is making up. If it's not something that a person on his own is making up, so therefore that's what Rashi means by us as well. When Rashi, now, according to what we said before, we understood Rashi originally, that what Rashi meant to say, that you can't ask kashas on a hekish, it's because if you have a clear mesaira, you can't argue, a clear mesaira, you can't ask kashas. What we're saying now is, that it's not the pshat we have a mesaira from Moshe Rabbeinu to make this particular hekish. No. A hekish is something that it says clearly in the Torah. What are you going to do? How can you ask a kasha? How can you ask a pircha on a hekish? What Rashi means to say, you can ask a pircha and you say, it says if it doesn't say next to each other. When I have a zeir shava, I can ask a pircha, okay. So there'll be two random words. It was two random words to start with. It happened to be, I had a mesaira. I had a mesaira for that you put the two words together. If I'm going to ask a pircha, so I'll say, okay, I won't put the two words together. Should I or shouldn't I put the two words together? I have a Messiah, I have to put them together. By a Hekish, the Pshat is that I don't have a Messiah that I have to make a Hekish. What I have is the two Pesukim that says next to each other, and the Torah put them next to each other. So now you're not going to make the Hekish? If you're not going to make the Hekish, so then we're back to the original question. Why put these two Pesukim next to each other? So it must be that we put them next to each other to make this Hekish. And that's what Rashi says, that is Gufa, the source for Ein Meshivin Ala Hekish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.